to Iran now. It has been a crazy few days in the nation of Iran. In the capital, Tehran, many shops are closed for a second day in response to a growing crisis over the country's plunging currency. Some traders at the main bazaar say they're keeping their shops shut for security reasons after yesterday's clashes between police and protesters. Kelly Nicknajad is the founder and editor of the Tehran Bureau blog site. Kelly, first of all, who are people blaming for the extraordinary decline in the value of the rial against the dollar?
They're blaming Ahmadinejad, President Ahmadinejad. He had a televised conference on Tuesday, and people were hoping that he would ease some of the anxiety about everything that's going on. And instead, he blamed, you know, the United States, you know, psychological warfare, and also unscrupulous currency traders. And so it's the president. And I think he's become so weak that it's become accepted to publicly dissent, and in this case, even protest against him without actually coming out necessarily against the regime.
So it is an old tactic of Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, to use sort of foreign evildoers as a distraction for this domestic economic problem. What do people on your blog and in Iran believe that Ahmadinejad or the Iranian government could do tomorrow that would restore the value of the rial?
That's a difficult one. I don't think anybody knows what they need to do, but
is it a matter of step away from the nuclear program, for instance? The sanctions will go away, and all of a sudden the current accounts balance will stabilize, and the currency will stabilize. Well, is it that sort of thing?
We haven't heard that much political dissent yet, and I think yesterday's was very directed economically. You can't really separate the two, but in the case of Iranian mentality inside of Iran, it's like, yes, we can, if we come out and go against Ahmadinejad, we're not necessarily going against the regime, and we're not being political by doing this. So I haven't heard much in terms, I mean, of course, a lot of people think that, may say that, but it's still, that wasn't the dominant voice. That wasn't the dominant narrative that of yesterday, or even the slogans.
We're speaking with Kelly Nicknajad, who's the founder and editor of the Tehran Bureau blog site, on the decline of the rial against the dollar. What does it mean for Iranians that this decline happens? Do Iranians still rely on the convertibility of the rial into the dollar? Can't they just use rials and stay within Iran?
And no, I mean, it's prices are skyrocketing, because even if they're in Iran, people who are selling to them have to sell at three times the price. And it's, yesterday, the rate was changing so fast, they couldn't even pinpoint a rate. And of course, those who have to, you know, buy or trade with the outside world, it's become increasingly more difficult. So it's hit everyone really hard. And I think they're beginning to really feel the sting now. And they were looking for a solution, which didn't come. And, you know, and Ahmadinejad not only blamed, you know, foreigners, but also, 11 people within the regime who were against him. So more than anything, so far right now, it's these two factions going against each other. And much of what happened yesterday, at least initially, started as a protest, as a kind of staged strike against Ahmadinejad.
And the oil market, even at these prices, can't save Iran at this point, Kelly. Is that the case before we go?
Well, you know, they were able to stop the bleeding as of several weeks ago. Production is down. They are selling less. But it depends, I think, on what the price of oil does. If it goes down and stays down, I think it'll be significant. But if it kind of spikes back up again, it will help the government in terms of dealing whatever it needs to do to kind of keep things at least Band-aid across.
Kelly Nicknajad, thanks so much. Founder and editor of the Tehran Bureau blog site. A tense day continuing in Tehran. Many shops closed for a second day in response to the continuing crisis over that country's plunging currency, a crisis people in Iran are blaming on President Ahmadinejad. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.